I'm good. How are you feeling today?
Oh my gosh, what a freaking
Yeah, I can imagine. I was watching it and I'm like, this woman, in the span of a few weeks, one survivor then comes back on, you're voted out. I know you got emotional. They clap for you when you left, but talk to me about that moment. How are you feeling?
Oh my God. I mean, when Jeff snuffed my torch, it was almost like this wall that I didn't even know had been built. Just came crashing down, and I just released all of this emotion. And we're talking about the good emotion. We're talking about the sad emotion. We're talking about being a little bit overwhelmed and everything in between. And it was actually kind of a freeing feeling because I'm like, oh my gosh, like now I can kind of just let my guard down. I don't have to worry about someone using something against me or filtering what I say. And so yeah, I was so sad to go, but there was a lot more to those tears.
Okay. I mean, you experienced all of Survivor in such a short time, so I can't imagine. I want to ask, you voted for Ozzy. How real was this sort of Joe plan? Was that ever actually going to happen? Were they actually going to vote out Joe at some point?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, they were telling me they were doing it, but I don't really know if that's accurate. I do know, like, Devin's for sure wanted Joe out of the game. Joe was a detriment or a threat to his game in that moment. And I mean, you'll have to see if he continues to be, right? But I think there was definitely real conversation going on. I wish that it had been a little realer. But at the same time, Joe was someone who, even though, you know, there'd been this conflict and everything, I still felt like I could trust Joe more than I could trust Ceree and Ozzy. And so that's ultimately why I was like, hey, let's vote out Ozzy because no one's here is going to vote for Ceree. Everybody wants to keep Ceree in the game. And if we're going to take a shot at Ozzy and Ceree, I guess it's got to be Ozzy.
Yeah, it seemed like Emily was down for the plan at one point to get out Ozzy.
I know, I know. And I wish Emily kind of would have put her foot down. And I mean, maybe she really wanted me out of the game. I don't know. But it did seem like she was really on board to get Ozzy out of the game. I will say, like, I'm someone who, in my normal everyday life, like, if someone's loyal to me, if someone kind of extends an arm to me and pulls me up on a raft, like, I will do whatever it takes to be loyal to them. Like, I will ride or die for them until the sun comes up. And
Yeah.
so, you know, if they would have extended that opportunity to me, like, I would have been like, all right. We're all going to the final, like the final four. Like, let's freaking do this thing. So I don't know. Maybe keeping Ozzy is the better option, but I don't know.
Does it suck to know that you just missed a tribe switch though, or do you think you would have still been a target regardless?
I think I still would have been a target. It's hard to say though, because it depends on who is on those tribes. And I think
Yep.
starting off with people who are already so tight. I mean, you had the Christian, Devins, and Emily trio who, like, right off the bat, like, that's crazy. You have Ozzy and Ceree, obviously another very tight duo. But I think about if I had been on another tribe, maybe, like, I don't know, some of the other configurations. And I feel like people genuinely would have been open to working with me if I'd been in a different mix. So it was
Yeah.
kind of a bummer, but you know, you gotta deal or play with the cards you're dealt. And unfortunately, I didn't really have the best hand at the time.
Yeah. People are talking obviously about the block of vote. Okay, maybe Savannah should have been honest about that. Talk to me about that. And did you have any PTSD from 49 about the block of vote that affected things?
You know, I should have, but honestly, like, as far as that block of vote in 49 was concerned, that was almost like a smaller part to my story in 49. And so I wasn't really thinking too much about that. As far as being honest about my advantage, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I probably shouldn't have gone on the journey in the first place if we're going to talk about things I shouldn't have done. I thought that if I were to tell one person on my tribe that I had an advantage, that it meant that everybody on the tribe would know. And so coming back from that journey, I knew I either had to keep it completely to myself. Maybe I tell one person later if I build up that trust with them. Or I would have to tell everybody right away. Because if I tell one person and then they hear it or they
Yeah.
tell everybody else and I look bad, and I didn't really feel like I was in a position to disclose that information to everybody, especially because I did already feel like I was kind of on the bottom. And so I thought, you know, I'll hedge my bets. I'll keep it to myself. Maybe before the next tribal council, I'll build something with someone else to where I feel like I can trust them and tell them about this. But yeah, unfortunately, that did not happen.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you think it actually would have changed anything though, if you
No.
did were on? Yeah,
No,
yeah.
yeah. And yes, people who are like, oh, Savannah should have told about the. No. You really think that they would have kept me in the game if I told them I had a block the vote? Are you joking? Like, you're dumb.
I don't know if that would have
No.
really changed anything. Was there anything that you remember from your experience that you wish they showed that we didn't see?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing for me, and they did kind of show this, which I appreciate, but I think that my ability to connect with these people, you hear me kind of mention it in my closing speech
Yeah.
where I talk about those connections. I connected well with these people on a personal level. Maybe they didn't want to keep me in the game, but I genuinely felt like I was on, good terms with everybody. And I had been so vulnerable and open with these people during the game about, the difficulties of Survivor, the difficulties that Survivor can put on your normal life. And I really looked to this group of people who had gone through it before as almost like this, I don't want to say mentors because that's like so like serious, but they gave really good advice for going through all this stuff that I was experiencing, and I was so grateful for that. So I wish that I could have seen a little bit more of my social connections out there, especially because I think people like to hate on my social game at times,
Yeah.
but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, when you were getting emotional at Tribal, it seemed like Suri and some other people were too. So it felt genuine, watching
Yeah.
it. What were your thoughts on the idol hiding with Christian and Rick?
I mean, that's why we love Survivor, isn't it? And, funny enough, when I applied to be on Survivor, I actually cited Rick Devens as a player who I love
Yes,
and
you
someone who I
did.
want to play like because he does stuff like this. Like, it's so funny to watch as a viewer. It's fun to play with as a Survivor player, unless he's not playing with you, then it kind of sucks. But I loved it. I feel like this is like the kind of energy that we need in Survivor. So if there's any future Survivor players watching, like bring this to Survivor 51, 52, and so forth.
Yes, I'm down. I found it amusing. I'm excited to see what happens. Are you like who was your closest ally on the tribe in your mind?
Oh, I mean, honestly, Jenna.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
that didn't
Yeah.
really last too long, unfortunately. But I mean, when we first got out to that beach, Jenna and I connected, I think, because we're both, very strong, confident women who can be, maybe aggressive gamers at times. But also, like, you see people like the Christian, Emily, and Devin's trio, they connect so fast. And you have Suri and Ozzy who connect very fast. And it leaves kind of the, I don't want to call us like leftovers, but it did feel like you were kind of a leftover if you weren't really in those two groups.
So you knew when she was going that it was either you or her, so you had to write her name down.
Exactly. I did not want her to go, but on day three, like I can't stick out my neck for someone when I feel like I'm the other option. You know what I mean?
No,
I don't think,
exactly.
yeah, I don't think Suri was ever like a real consideration from the other folks on my tribe. They didn't want to write her name down.
Yeah, I was going to say, you clocked obviously the Suri and Ozzy connection. You tried to warn other people. It seemed like Emily was on board at one point. But yeah, did you feel like people found that a threat or weren't worried about it?
No, dude, they literally thought Suri was working with them. Yeah,
Hmm.
Ozzy, Christian, and Devins all thought Suri, I think, was their fourth member of the quad or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I think that they just weren't really concerned about her because they trusted her so much. And it's so interesting in the show so far because you see Christian as kind of like this decision maker, and it felt like on the island, Christian was pulling a lot of these strings. But it's funny because you kind of get to see behind the curtain and you
Yeah.
see me kind of whispering these things at camp and getting Christian in some senses to lean one way versus another and getting Emily and Devins to do that as well. And so I think it's really just incredible gameplay by Suri. And maybe they can trust Ozzy and Suri. I don't know, but I'll tell you right now, they could definitely trust me if I was out there. I'm a loyal player.
I want to go back to real quick Rick and Joe's fight. Who did you side with there? Who are you agreeing with in this situation?
I mean, I think Rick handled the situation poorly. Like that, if anyone comes to you and says, "Hey, like we should be in an alliance," like that's, regardless of whether you want to be in the alliance or not, like act like it. Like, come on, like that's, right? Like, isn't
Yeah.
that? I thought it was, Survivor 101, but I wish he would have been honest with Joe because I don't think that, that conversation would have been an issue if he had owned up.
True.
But I will say, the conversations that happened between the two were a lot more heated and intense in real life and in person being there. And so while I see like Joe's perspective 100%, because like Devin, why are you being weird? I also feel for Devin's in that moment because the reaction was very tense.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, how did it make the rest of the tribe feel? Was it just like awkward?
Yeah, it was really awkward. Yeah, and I also like it's so funny. I feel like I get a rap for being someone who's like, I'm a straight shooter, I'll tell you what's up, but I
Yeah.
really don't like really like intense conflict. And so if I'm calling something intense, you know, like it was a lot. And I think you felt that same intensity even like later in the day. We go to tribal council, Jeff makes a comment about it. It was just a lot.
Okay. How were you when you got home, Savannah? What was the first thing you did? What were you talking to your boyfriend about or your fiance? Like, talk to me about actually getting home and be like, okay, I'm done with Survivor for now.
Yeah, dude, honestly, coming home, like I'll probably get emotional about it now, but it was hard.
Yeah.
So the 9 days I had between 49 and 50, they were so difficult. I was trying to balance my own emotions. My partner was trying to balance his emotions of me leaving again. And so when I actually left to go film 50, we left on terms that were very tense and really hard. Yeah. And so coming back from 50, there was like some repair that had to happen. It was hard. Oh, sorry, I get like
Oh,
so emotional, but
no.
I had also like gained a ton of weight at Ponderosa, which was really hard. I think I ended up gaining like 30 pounds in 2 months, which was like wild. It's also hard too when you get back from like 49 and people are like, oh my God, girl, like you're so snatched, like you're
Yeah.
looking so good. And then you get back from 50 and you're like, oh my gosh, like my clothes don't fit. I have nothing that fits. Like I hate the way that I look right now. There was a lot of negative self-talk. So getting back from 50 it was really hard emotionally. And I want to give CBS a lot of credit here because they set me up with like obviously like nutritionists, which they have for everybody, but they also set me up with a specific therapist who helps with eating disorders. And I worked with her all summer long and like it was so hard, but you know, you get through it. And Survivor's a hard game, but I think that the hardest part about the game, for me personally, was, you know, some of the stuff that happened after you get off the island.
Wow.
And yeah, it was tough, really hard.
That's just, I feel like a lot of women or people in general might have the same experience, but it's not something people talk about, right? Like you just talk about what happened in the game, but it's true. Like adjusting back to real life is not, I'm sure an easy thing. So thank you for sharing that. That's,
Oh.
how are you feeling today versus, after 50 you, or 49, you still knew you had 50 to go. So now that you're done for now, how do you feel?
I feel so happy. And I know that's crazy because like I've been a little emotional and stuff, but I feel so happy. Like I feel like today I can finally just reflect and celebrate everything that's happened, right? And that
Exactly.
includes being a third boot, which I don't like, but it also includes being a winner, and it includes all the friendships that I've made, and it includes these crazy experiences and adventure that I've gotten to live, and this childhood dream that I've been able to fill, a once in a lifetime opportunity that I've been able to do twice in a year.
Yeah.
And so I feel so happy, and I feel like now I'm also excited because season 50, I'm not just saying this, but like it's gonna be so freaking fun, and now I get to enjoy it as a fan,
As a
and
fan.
I haven't enjoyed Survivor as a fan in a while, so I'm so excited to just watch it with the world and see everything, you know, happen.
Okay, good, good. And I hope you enjoy it. And it's been really nice watching your journey.
Thank you so much. I love talking with you. Thank you for everything through this process. It's truly just been so much fun. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Savannah.